together here to stay, where God has gathered us to receive his gift of forgiveness, the word, and the sacrament. Our time of catechesis this morning is continuing with the Lord's Supper, the sacrament of the altar. We're on page 327, the second question down on the left column. How can bodily eating and drinking do such great things?
Certainly not just eating and drinking do these things, but the words written here, given and shed through you for the forgiveness of sins. These words, along with the bodily eating and drinking, are the main thing in the sacrament. Whoever believes these words, that's exactly what they say, forgiveness of sins.
So there's the word, there are means, and there is faith that receives the benefit. That's what makes the sacrament beneficial. The words and the means by themselves make it a valid sacrament if the words have been followed correctly, the institution has been followed correctly. But for us to benefit from it, we need the words and the means, and then the faith that believes the words. And then we have exactly what it says, the forgiveness of sins. So it isn't the bodily eating and drinking that does it by itself at all, right? It's the bodily eating and drinking, words, and the faith, as Luke makes clear. Any other comments or questions on that part? No? Very good. Preparation for setting one is on page 151. I invite you to stand and in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, Heavenly, Almighty God and Father,
we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of attends us all our days. Be our strength and support amid the wearisome changes of this world, and at life's end, grant us your promised rest and the full joys of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Today is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Zechariah, the ninth chapter. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord fulfills the desire of those who fear him.
He also hears their cry and answers.
day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
And his greatness is unsearchable.
One generation shall commend your works to another.
And shall declare your mighty acts.
On the glorious splendor of your majesty.
And on your wondrous works I will meditate.
They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds.
And I will declare your greatness.
They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness.
And shall sing loud of your righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all.
And his mercy is over all that he has made.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord.
And all your saints shall bless you.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom.
And tell of your power.
To make known to the children of man your mighty deeds.
And the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
And your dominion endures throughout all generations.
The Lord is faithful in all his words.
And kind in all his words.
The Lord upholds all who are falling.
And raises up all who are bowed down.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord fulfills the desire of those who fear him.
He also hears their cry.
The epistle reading is from Romans, the 7th chapter. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God and through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 699. Join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The 4th of July yesterday meant a three-day and even a four-day weekend for some people, while others may be continuing longer vacations from school or work, and still others may not work anymore at all. But having a picnic
or hosting a barbecue, or even going to watch the fireworks somewhere might have added stress and taken away from the extra time off. Many of us are already tired. We may plan to do things each day and not get them done. Things do not run as smoothly as we think that they should. New things pop up. We get behind and we hurry to catch up. We feel the stress and it wears us down. Some have sleep apnea. Others have pain-induced insomnia, what is called painsomnia. And still others have a depression that either keeps them from falling or staying asleep or causes them always to be sleepy and to prolong sleep, what is called hypersomnia, sometimes as a way of escaping from reality. To us tired people, Jesus' graciously enabling invitation in today's gospel reading to come to him for rest should have a special appeal. Jesus is not offering a Calgon bath to take you away from all your trouble for a short time with a relaxing soak. And the rest that Jesus offers is far more than catching up on sleep, if that is even possible. The rest Jesus offers is the benefit of all of his saving work that he has done, is doing, and will do for us. This morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we consider today's gospel reading, directing our thoughts to the theme, Jesus enables tired people to receive rest. After 3 weeks of appointed gospel readings telling us about Jesus' calling and sending his 12 apostles, we've moved forward some 24 verses in our more or less continuous reading of St. Matthew's divinely inspired gospel account, skipping over things such as Jesus is describing what might be called the fickle nature of his hearers, and Jesus is denouncing the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they nevertheless did not repent. At that time, when his ministry might be said to have appeared to be failing, as we heard in today's gospel reading, Jesus thanked his Father for how the Father hides and reveals his salvation. Jesus said that the revelation of the Father took place through the Son, and then, as St. Matthew uniquely reports, Jesus extended his gracious, enabling invitation to those who labor and are heavy laden to receive rest. I mentioned a moment ago some of the ways that we labor and are heavy laden. And I'm sure we could add a laundry list of other ways, maybe even including the laundry. Sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're not. It's funny to me. We are physically, mentally, and spiritually fatigued. Even those of us who are not so fickle and refusing to repent as to stay away from the divine service, still at times are impossible to please and unwilling to give up our favorite sins. By nature, we cannot come to Jesus on our own. As Jesus made clear in today's gospel reading, we need God to reveal to us his will to save us and all people. And so God does reveal to us his will to save us and all people. We do not arrogantly think that we are so smart as on our own to have faithful teaching and practice. But like our Lord, we are thankful to the Father for his revelation to us of faithful teaching and practice. As part of that faithful teaching, based solidly on today's gospel reading, one of our Lutheran confessions identifies first our labor and being heavy laden as our having sorrow over our sin, anxiety, and the terrors of sin and death. And then it identifies our coming to Jesus to find rest for our souls as our believing that for Jesus' sake, our sins are forgiven. When we so repent, then God forgives us our sinful natures, all our actual sins, whatever our actual sins might be. As we heard Jesus describe himself in today's gospel reading, he is gentle and lowly in heart. As we heard in today's Old Testament reading, our King comes to us righteous and having salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, speaking peace to the nations. We should be reminded of Jesus' Palm Sunday entry into Jerusalem with crowds shouting, "Hosanna," that is, save us. We should be reminded also of the Palm Sunday epistle reading that tells us that Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As we sang in today's psalm, the Lord hears the cry of those who fear him, and he saves them. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said that the Father had handed all over all things to him, according to his human nature, in which human nature God is, in a sense, hidden. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus enables us to receive him, the Son, as the revelation both of the Father and of his gracious will to save us through faith in Jesus. We come not to the Blessed Virgin Mary or to any other saint, but we come to Christ and to him alone. And so our sins are forgiven, and we have peace with God and joy in him. God forgives our sins as he works resistibly, both through the reading and preaching of his law and gospel to groups such as this group, and through the application of his gospel to individuals, with water in holy baptism, with touch in holy absolution, and with bread and wine that are Christ's body and blood in the Holy Supper. The mention of little children, or perhaps better, infants, in today's gospel reading reminds us that in holy baptism, God saves us no matter our age, not because of anything in us. The mention of the Father's giving Jesus all things in today's gospel reading reminds us that Jesus, in turn, gives to his apostles and their successors, pastors today, the authority to forgive sins in holy absolution for the benefit of the church. And the mention of the blood of the covenant in today's Old Testament reading reminds us that in the Holy Supper, we are strengthened and preserved in body and soul to life everlasting. In a paraphrase of the words of today's gospel reading, movement number 21 of George Frederick Handel's oratorio, The Messiah, has the chorus sing in intertwined, complex, overlapping layers that bounce with rapid running notes the words, "His yoke is easy and his burden is light," set to a joyful, dancing, and lively fugue written in B flat major, a light, radiant, and optimistic key. The quick, bubbling musical themes reflect the liberating nature of the text, so that listeners are audibly reassured that faith is not an oppressive burden, but a restful and liberating gift of God. We need such reassurance, for we are at the same time sinners and saints. As St. Paul describes in today's epistle reading, the members of our body, our sinful natures that are captive to the law of sin, are waging war against our inner beings, our redeemed natures that delight in the law of God. We recognize our own wretchedness. And with St. Paul, we ask, who will deliver us from this body of death? And we give thanks to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Despite our laboring through and being heavy laden by the afflictions that God in his wisdom permits us to face, we have that victory as our possession already now, even if we do not fully appreciate that victory until the last day. As we ask God in the collect of the day to be our strength and support amid the wearisome changes of this world, and at life's end, to grant us his promised rest and the full joys of his salvation. This morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we've considered today's gospel reading, directing our thoughts to the theme, Jesus enables tired people to receive rest. Whether this 4th of July weekend or any other time of the year, as we sang in today's psalm, every day we will bless the Lord and praise his name forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. With thanksgiving to God the Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, for revealing his salvation to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, enabling us by his Holy Spirit to be sorry for our sins and to trust him to forgive us, for us and for all who believe, that we faithfully might receive his forgiveness through his word and sacraments, and do the good works of his commandments until the last day, when we find full and complete rest for our souls and bodies. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Church on earth faithfully to proclaim the things hidden from those who consider themselves wise and understanding. For the persecuted to persevere. For the Missouri Synod, Texas District, and this circuit, pastors and people together, to be united in right teaching and practice. For pastoral candidates to be called
and pastoral vacancies to be filled. For Lutherans for Life, to equip Lutherans and their neighbors to be gospel-motivated voices for life. And for this congregation, that God would unite us in true faith and its confession in both word and deed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For us and all the baptized, that by the power of the Holy Spirit and work in us, we might think, say, and do the good that we want, and not the evil that we do not want, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those God places in our lives who have strayed from the faith and who have never believed, that we might declare his mighty works to them, and that they also might cry to the Lord and be saved, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving for recent rains, such that now no part of our state is in exceptional drought any longer, for more rain where it is needed, and for those affected by the earthquakes in Venezuela, that they may be comforted, healed, and restored, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving for the United States of America as she celebrates 250 years of independence and nationhood, that God would grant her good and wise government and sustain her in peace and unity, especially so that we might not have a government-established religion, but be free to exercise God's religion. For peace in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine. For the safety of non-combatants in war zones, and for those who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces, and in police, fire, and corrections departments, that they might be protected, upheld, and granted discernment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Brady, David, Charles, and all those who travel, whether for work or pleasure, by land, sea, or air, that their ways may be safe and their homecomings joyful, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who mourn, that they may be comforted, for victims of violent crime, that they may feel safe again, for those imprisoned and their families, that they might have hope and patience, for those shut in, that by his word and sacraments, God might be present with them where they are, for David, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, Elaine, Gwen, Mary Sue, Bob, Linda, Ann, Steve, and all who are in need of healing, that God might deliver them from their afflictions in his time and way. And to that end, for all who serve in medical professions to have all necessary wisdom and skill, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all families, that they might make known God's mighty deeds to their children. For all expectant mothers and their children to be brought safely through delivery. For all God's people, especially those without spouses or children, to be content in their circumstances, for us to better defend God's gift of human life, and for all schooling, those who teach, those who learn, and those who support them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving, both for God's blessings of physical and spiritual life to Carl, and for God's marital blessings to Pete and Ellen. For Carl, that God might continue to grant him physical life according to his will, help him to remember and use his baptism, and preserve him in his baptismal grace all the days of his life. And for Pete and Ellen, that they always might live together in the forgiveness of sins, and that God might deepen their love for him and for one another through every joy and sorrow that they share. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Thank you.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Thank you.
receive the gift of forgiveness in word and in sacrament. Glad to have Faye is here, glad Sharon is able to join us this morning. Today is Carl's birthday, and as we know, our custom is to sing happy birthday on your birthday when it lands on the Sunday. I looked this up this morning just because I was curious. You know, Google AI is so helpful. Whether it's true or not, you never know, but it's so helpful. How often does your birthday land on a Sunday? About 1/7 of the time is the short answer. But it's more complicated than that because there's leap years, right? So it can be 5, 6, 11, 12 years in between times that your birthday lands on a Sunday. So you may not have to put up with this again for another 12 years now. Let's sing happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to you.
I suppose we have to let him win in Quidditch now or something else. What is the produce, as Remo very nicely turns it?
Lots.
Say what?
What is the produce?
First, there's still a plethora of cucumbers. We have three kinds of peppers, we have eggplants, and we have tomatoes.
Lots of
the little ones and the bigger ones.
Okay. So cucumbers, eggplant.
Peppers, mild jalapenos and marconis and bananas.
Okay, good. Any other announcements that aren't in the bulletin?
Courage.
Yes, Courage. Remo.
So soon, getting on, we traveling, and so I'll need someone to help with the media while I'm away. So if you're willing or you know someone who might, let me know.
Okay. Good. Others?